We are in Simin Tof Resh Mem Vav Vahalachas of Hadas. We're up to Siv Gimel, and we'll be doing Gimel and Dalid. Siv Gimel. Anaf Eitz Ovos Ha'omer Batorah Hu Ha'adas. When the Pasuk says Anaf Eitz Ovos, it is referring to the Hadas. She'olov Chofines Eitz. So Ovos means braided. Why the Hadas? Because its leaves cover the branch in a way that it looks braided. How is that? Kagon Gimel Olin O Yoser, like three leaves or more, Begivol Echad, coming off one level. Avalem Hoyu Shneya Olin Beshova Ze Keneged Ze. But say you have two leaves that are on the same level. Vohola Hashlishi Lamalamahem, and the third leaf is on top of them. Ein Ze Ovos. We wouldn't call that braided. That's not the Anaf Eitz Ovos of the Pasuk. Aval Nikra Hadas Shota. It is called a Hadas Shota, something of a play on words. A hadas is referred to as shita, a branch of hadas, and this is a shota, someone who's a little off. So the definition of ovis is that on the same level, of course they're coming off different nodes, but on the same level you have three leaves coming up, three or more. But if you have two and then one that's on a different level, that is not a kosher hadas. Says the Ramah, upasal afilu b'shas adchak, and it's pasal even b'shas adchak because it's like a different species. It's like taking a stick of celery; it's a whole different leaf. The ikaman da ama b'gemara the kosher. Says the Ramah, there's a day in the Gemara that 2-1 is considered ovos. Valkei nogim be'elu amedinos lechatchila lotzis be'elu hadasim hamuvoim. That is why the minag has become in these places to be yotze with these hadasim that are brought in, that are imported, ve'ein gimel olam begivol echad, and you don't have three on the same level. In fact, the minag is to be machshir, even two on top of two. Ve'yesh misha'ok shekosav, the hadasim shalonu ein nikram hadas shota, ho'el ve'ein beiz agabe beiz, ve'einam kadas shota begemara. And others say that since it's two on top of two, it's not even the hadas shota of the Gemara. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Achronim, Rov Achronim hold, that all the Ramah really came to do was to be Malamid Schus on this Minhag. But the truth of the matter is that the Ramah doesn't hold this way, and if there's any way that one can get hold of a Hadas that is not a Hadas Shota, at least one of them, one should really strain himself to get hold of it. A Yori as Dvar Hashem. Now, this was in the olden days where it was really very difficult to get hold of hadasim. In fact, the hadasim that they got were so dry that the Mishnah Berurah says later that in order to really figure out what's going on, what you have to do is really soften them, like soak them so that they'll be softened, and that way you'll be able to figure out exactly how many hadasim are growing out on what level. But apparently they were in such bad shape that you couldn't even tell. Today we generally don't have these problems. Hadasim are readily available. Now the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, brings the Shvus Yaakov, who mentioned the fact that there may be a chash that some of the hadasim we've got are not really pure hadasim, but they were grafted with other species. The Mishnah Berurah brings other achronim who said that you don't have to worry about it. So unless there really is known to be a chashash, we assume that all hadasim are kosher, and you're better off making sure that they're mishulashim. Even those that were makel, the Bikurei Yaakov says that you can only be makel with one on top of two, and not two on top of two. Siv Dalet, Yotsu Harbe Bekein Echad. If many came out on one cane, meaning you had one level, not only three, but you had a whole bunch. But nashru mehem, and many of the leaves fell off. Ad shelo nishru ela shlosha bekan echad kosher. Even though you're left with three in one cane and one level, it's kosher. Afilo nashru rubon. Kegon shayu zayim v'nashru mehem dalad v'nishru gimel. What does he mean by this? In the other species, we have a psul of nifritzu olav. That if the majority of leaves fall off, then we say rubo kukulo, it's as if all the leaves fell off. In hadas, there's no such halacha. If nifritzu olav, the hadas is kosher anyway. The problem is that you don't have threes and three on every level, then it's not ovos. It's not the species of anansvay, it's ovos. But let's say you're left with three, but initially it had seven, and the majority fell off. Here we don't say that it's ki'ilu, they're all gone, and it's nifritzu olav. The psul of nifritzu you're not going to have here. The only psul of nifritzu in the case of adas is when it loses the shame ovos. Later we're going to find that there's a daya that if you started off with three leaves and one falls off, then because of rubo kakulo, we consider it ovos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you started with seven and five fall off, then we would not say you have rov ovos. Since the majority fell off, it's you don't have a rubo kakulo. What you have to have in order to establish that it's as if there are three leaves is that there were three, one of them fell off, so you have the majority of those that there used to be, so we say rubo kakulo. But we don't say rubo kakulo of an arbitrary number. If it started with seven and five of them fell off, then rov fell off, and you would not have ovos.